And that's the way religion is when you start talking about healing and miracles, signs and wonders and blessings. They want to shut you down. They want you to be quiet. If we this day be exempt, of this good deed done by this impotent, imported man, by what means he is made whole. They want to investigate him, examine him. Be it known unto you and all. See, this is what I like. See, the Holy Ghost will give you boldness. You don't threaten me. Try to make me be quiet and not speak my faith, and you talk your junk all the time. You're going to talk your doubt and unbelief, and I'm supposed to just be quiet and sit there and listen to you? Be it known unto you and all you that dwell, and all of the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom you, God raised from the dead, you thought you had got rid of him. You thought when you crucified him, they put him in the grave, I'll never see him again. We're done with him. But God raised him up the third day. You know what Jesus said? I'm back. I'm back. I'll accomplish everything I need to accomplish for this human race. I'm back, devil. And I got something with me. He gained 3,120 on the day of Pentecost. He is about 7-8 years later, something like that. He got 5 more thousand. I'm back. And what I want to do, I want to teach you how to raise hell. We've been too quiet, been too shy in some areas. It's about time we break out like wildfire. Hallelujah. They want to spread their drugs. They want to do their ungodly living. They want to talk their ungodly talk. They want to play their loud music. And we're supposed to be quiet. I'm about to get in a rage. I'm about to lose it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm not going to be quiet. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He saved, he healed, he filled, he delivered, he set free, he give you life. He blesses you, he strengthens you, he keeps you, he'll never leave you. He gives you everything you need to succeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He doesn't lie. He doesn't cheat. He tells the truth. He doesn't politic. He doesn't do underhanded stuff. Everything he does is good, perfect, and right. And when it's brought to the light, you can't do anything with it but say yes. Same thing with this man. When they stood, they could, after they got through all their stuff and counseling and threatening them and telling them and threatening them not to say nothing, do nothing, they couldn't say a thing against because they're the man stood. They knew the man. He lived there among them. They saw him when he was a child. The parents had to carry him everywhere he went till he got to manhood. And they still had to carry him around because their leg wouldn't carry him. But there he stands, a 40-year-old man, walking, never walked before. Thank you, God. But they want them to be quiet. See, God got some stuff for you, T. God got some increase for you. But the devil wants you to be quiet. He don't want me preaching like that to you, brother. He don't want me talking like that to you. He want me to be quiet. He want me to shut up and sort of water it down and be real religious about it. But I'm telling you, there's a power in you, girl. There's a power in you. There's an anointing in you. There's a God for you. There's some land for you to take. Hallelujah. There's some people God wants you to talk to. There's anointing that come upon you today. There's help for you. Don't give up. Don't you back down. Don't you stop. God had life for you in your body, in your mind, and your spirit. He wants you to grow up. Just because you got attacked by the devil, it's not over. I said it's not over. Hallelujah. It is not over. You who are putting your faith and trust and confidence in this political parties, political world, and go on record, and I tell them, I never seen a party so rotten. That's why I'm going to teach and preach Jesus. They said it in the party, in the camp, in the whatever. 7 years ago, we don't want anything to do with God. We don't want God in our party. And you think I'm going to follow that? Jesus told me to follow him. And both of them rotten. But brother, sister, I ain't following them. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to take your freedom. It's time for the church to wake up. And you listen to the carnal religious folks always talking down the Holy Spirit and always against tongue talking, and you're going to let them influence your life, you better get away from that stuff. May I go a little further? I want you to listen to Peter. I want you to listen to him, okay? Listen to Peter. They have called these men in because a man just a little over 40 years old have gotten healed. You can read it in the third chapter. I don't have time. You know, I would that I had time to read the whole Bible to you, but I don't have time. You're going to have to read some on your own. Okay. But here, this man never walked, put it at that beautiful gate, the temple gate, every time they had service, you know, when they had service in the temple, with a little cup in his hand, begging for money. But now he is a man able to work and make his own money. Now they're upset about it. I ought to be glad you didn't get off welfare. Now he want to control you.